Ashley, Melbourne, Phoebe, Bev and Nick.
Phoebe, Bev and Nick have got your mornings covered.
And Fairhaven Homes are the Victorian family-owned builder that has you covered.
That's fair. That's Fairhaven Homes. Phoebe, Bev
and Nick. I want nothing to do with this, so I'm going to introduce Leon, our executive producer, into the studio.
You really threw that quickly, didn't you?
Come on.
To look after everything that's happening right now.
I would like to start by apologising to everyone in the studio. I feel like an idea that was formed a little while back for a bit of fun has caused a bit of fighting in the studio, and I'm sorry for that. I'm
Bev
sorry, Nick, for dragging you into this.
Yeah.
Bev, I'm sorry for throwing you under the bus. And Fief, I'm sorry for setting up and acting a prank you at a bar.
Yeah, so tell me, because so here's the deal. I went out on Friday. Well, we all went out. We were having a team bonding dinner to celebrate you, Leon.
Yep.
And beforehand, Mad Mando, our boss, was saying, "Oh, come out for a drink with me." And I was like, "I don't really want to." And then
shots
I went.
Shots fired everywhere.
I went. And then a man came up to the bar, very forward, and started talking to me. And I didn't realise that you had hired an actor because you wanted to see me flirting in the wild.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, which is, this will be a bit of fun just to see how you went.
If you missed it, this was her flirting with you.
No. This is on Thursday, Fev met with our actor Steve, who we named Dave. This is just a bit of Fev with Dave.
I didn't meet Dave because I had nothing to do with it at all.
Obviously, we're going to surprise Fifi. Play the card of little bit keen, not keen, but make it sound like you really are keen.
Yep.
You get that? You know what I'm talking about. So you own a security company.
Yep.
You did detail. You did detail at the Olympics in Beijing and London.
I was thinking as well, so you caught my eye years ago in the birdcage at some stage, and now I just saw you at the bar, so I could come and say hello.
Yeah, the end goal is probably to get her number.
Right. Good job too there, Fev.
I'd like to point out Fev is in the studio still. He's just not talking. He's not happy.
Got nothing to say.
Okay.
Fev, you actually gave him, did you make that whole thing up, the details?
Yeah.
It's a very good job. Because it's tough enough, but it's not.
He didn't listen.
Well, I know. Well, you can hear now. So Friday afternoon, Fife went to a bar with Renee and Amanda from the show.
Mm.
You didn't realise that we had two hidden cameras, plus one of the bar staff had been paid to secretly film you.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
What?
Yeah. Whilst we were in a room at the back watching and monitoring.
This is illegal.
Let's deal with that afterwards.
Here's how it went down.
And a hidden microphone, and that, this is where he walked up to flirt with Fife.
Hi, how are you going?
Hi,
good, thank you. Can we get two espresso martinis?
Yeah, of course. Do you want them shaken or
cut? I'll get them shaken, actually.
Shaken,
beautiful.
Don't worry.
What brings you ladies out to this afternoon? Sorry to interrupt. You're in the middle of a conversation there.
We're just at work.
Oh, with work?
Sorry. We're not working.
We're not working. You're not
we
working.
We work together. Actually,
you work together.
We're just friends.
What do you guys do?
We work in radio.
All right. You do look familiar.
That's right. I work on the Fox.
On the Fox. That's probably where I know you from, because I used to do security in the Birdcage doing private security for a long time. So I must have seen you walking around over time.
Yes.
So, because I've got a security company, I do stuff over in London and Beijing with the Olympics and things like that.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
That is amazing, because we've been talking about security on the radio.
Oh, really?
So how did you get into security?
Just by random people over time. I was playing a lot of football when I was younger, and then a mate had his own bar, so that's how I got into security. And then just by doing doors and things, and they randomly got me into doing other things. So more of the back end stuff and just being polite to people and just like being able to communicate, I suppose, a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, which you do well. You're doing that really well.
I'm trying my best. I'm a bit nervous. You're quite intimidating.
Really?
You're beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
You're impressive because not just because you work in security, you're obviously.
I don't know if that's the heaters, but I'm getting a bit flushed myself.
I'll be honest, we've been here like 10 minutes.
Oh, really?
Good looking guys to be able to just walk in.
Oh, it's very kind. It's very kind. So what drinks are you having?
That's a Porn Star Martini.
Oh, there you go.
And I'm really into it. I'm probably drinking it a bit too fast. You've caught me off guard. Oh, you're getting
espresso
martini.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for that. That's good. Thank you. Lovely to meet you, by the way.
Nice to meet you.
Yes.
What's your name?
I'm Dave.
Oh, Dave.
Yes. Nice to meet you, Phoebe.
Nice to meet you too.
He's too forward.
He was too forward.
He spoke too much.
Yeah.
Told him to back
way
off
too
a bit.
Much. And how's the jump in his job from helping at my mate's bar to running security for the Beijing Olympics?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man. What a leap.
He just didn't
what a
listen.
Leap.
So he walked away and we weren't happy with what happened. I thought that we could have got more out of you, Thief. Yeah. So he did stay with his drinks for a little bit and then he came back for round two.
Yes.
And that's...
So he got two espresso martinis for himself.
He's with a friend.
Oh, he was with a friend. Oh, okay.
I also told him to do stuff like, say, because you love kids and you've got kids, obviously. And I said, say you've got a three-year-old, but your wife left and moved to England.
He did do that.
Did do that year, and you can't see the kids because it'll get your heart, like it'll draw you in.
I don't know if it will. Yeah, no, sounds like his wife's fled.
No, left, going back to England because she was England. I did all that gear. Then you would have just gone, oh, it's a bit sweet. Mm. What did you think when he walked away? Oh, thank God. Or?
No, are we going to listen to it?
Because he came back for a second. So yes. What was your thought when he walked off?
Well, to be really honest, I literally sat at the bar. Our boss had bought me a porn star martini.
Oh, she wasn't keen.
There was a suggestion I should... drink it quite fast, which I did.
Responsibly, please.
Yeah.
Very responsibly.
Scull that martini responsibly,
there
please.
There was, and you had selected. He's a tall, handsome man. So, and the bar was pretty much empty. It was 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So when he comes up and he's suddenly talking to me, I was, what's happening? Yeah. I felt I was confused.
Bombarded.
I didn't know what was happening. Anyway, he did, as you heard before, we had a quick chat. He walked off. I just asked him what his name was, which was Dave.
Yeah.
And then he came back again.
Here it is.
So what does he do?
He works in security. What are the chances? We've been talking about...
Oh, does he know who you are?
Yeah. We didn't necessarily... He did say he knew me, but he said he's familiar.
Yeah, he's coming back.
He's coming back?
He's coming back.
Oh, my God, he's coming back.
Hi, how are you going?
I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
I forgot your name.
I'm Dave.
I'm so sorry. Dave, I don't go out much.
That's all right. That's okay.
And I don't drink very much.
So why don't you go out much?
Well, I'm a single mum with two kids.
Oh, my God,
and
gorgeous.
I don't drink very much.
Yes.
So I've now had one porn star martini. And I remember us talking, because people forget that. I just forgot you. I know I asked your name.
Yes, you did. You're getting flustered. Why are you getting flustered? It's quite adorable, by the way.
Oh, that's very sweet. I'm going to take this passion fruit out because it keeps going up my nose. Sorry, this is my friend Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. Nice to meet you.
And this is Renee.
Hi, Renee. Lovely to meet you both.
They asked me. They said, what was his name? And he just told me.
So you've been talking about me then?
Well, just like, yes.
Yes. Just answer the question. That's all right.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry, Dave. I'm not usually like this. I just don't go out.
I've never been a point of conversation like this before. This is amazing.
Well, there's so many people here, and there's certainly not many handsome men.
I don't even, you've lost me for words now.
Oh, so, did I say I'm Phoebe?
Yes, you did. Yes, I do remember that.
Sorry, Dave.
Where are your kids tonight? Who's looking after the kids?
So my mum.
Oh, beautiful, yeah.
This is very rare.
Yeah. How old are your kids?
Two. She's three. She's three. Yeah. Remember the
Had
name?
A birthday recently,
yeah,
yes.
She did. You should remember the age of your kids.
Gorgeous.
So one's three and one's nine.
Oh, beautiful.
What have you got on for the rest of the night?
Very low key. So I'm actually driving, so I can't have too much to drink, but I actually might leave my car here now. So
good decision.
I like making the night a little bit unpredictable sometimes. And I don't know, you meet someone lovely, you never know. I can meet up with you later on if you guys are all out for a drink. Who knows?
We are absolutely up.
Karaoke?
Yes.
Well, how about I get your number and I meet you up later on to go to the karaoke bar?
Okay. well, do you want to, I'll give you, that's right, I'll give him, no, sorry, you give me your number.
Yes, beautiful. So it's Dave.
Yeah. That's Nick Cody. That's strange. Nick's the first number that was just on my phone. Dave.
Yeah.
Do you have a surname, Dave?
I do. It's actually O'Neill.
O'Neill, good surname.
Yeah.
Is that Irish?
It is an Irish background, yes.
So Dave O'Neill, does that look good? I know a guy called Dave O'Neill.
But I'm sure, actually, it's quite a similar name, isn't it?
Yeah, do I add the phone?
So, 04...
There we go.
So just send me a message later on, and I'll come and meet up with you guys later on.
Wow, okay.
Beautiful. Loving to meet you, by the way.
Nice to meet you too.
You're gorgeous.
Yeah. Oh, you're not bad yourself.
Beautiful.
Okay,
have a great night.
Bye-bye.
Take care, girls. Bye.
Wow.
I thought he was all right the second time back.
Mm. Oh, really?
He was charming.
Mm.
I'm a single mum with two kids. Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that any other adjective,
mate, I'd be frothing at that.
No,
if you
but
were
that's
a single
go,
mum.
No,
like,
but
you
say amazing, incredible effort.
I thought it was good. I don't know how it goes. I've been a long time since I've been out in the dating scene. But is that how it goes? Who's dated?
That's, exactly. I don't. So yeah. I don't know either.
Hold on. Have you all forgotten how banter works? Sorry, Dave O'Neill. I got passion fruit up me nose.
But that's cute.
Where are your kids? It was a real race to the bottom.
When you said you had passion fruit up your nose, I was like, that's endearing.
It kept going up my nose.
Yeah, but that's you being nervous. And yeah. That's endearing. I like that. I thought he was good the second time.
Okay, you keep appraising him. What about me?
No, you were good. You were good too. I thought it was a good chat.
How was Fee, though?
Because you sound nervous. He was nervous.
And it's like, why don't you give me your number and then we'll meet up at karaoke? Hammer. Why don't we all put in one digit each and then we get a number combined and then...
But I told him not to ask for your phone number. I said, message her on Instagram in the DMs because she's not going to give the number. First thing he says, can I have your number? Idiot.
131060.
That was it there. You're done there.
There's an amazing video on the socials right now. You can see it with those hidden cameras.
Are you going to catch up?
No, of course not.
Oh, geez, he's probably listening. This is how he finds out.
He's a lovely actor that you hired. I appreciate the joke. Ha ha, you got me a beauty. Let's all move on now.
See the video on our socials.
At Fifi Fev Nick. Check it out right now. True love.
Text him.
1019 The Fox.
We're about to be joined by the wonderful Magda Zubanski and her new show, After the Verdict.
Sounds amazing.
It does. It sounds like something. Well, we like the crime genre.
Yes.
So I think this would be up our alley. 8:45 tomorrow night on Channel 9. Oh, she's coming. Bring her into the studio. Because we were just talking about this. Has anyone here in the studio done jury duty?
No. I've never done it.
Never
I'd
been
love
asked.
To do it.
Yep.
I reckon it'd be great.
I think it would be fun, Josiah.
I got a good one, though.
I got asked.
Here she is!
Hey! Man,
we've started talking about After the Verdict.
Oh,
were you? I'm just going to come and give you a quick cuddle.
By the way,
I'd want a real good crime if I was on a jury. Like, I wouldn't want, he was speeding. Boring. You'd want a big dog one. Like, drugs.
I don't think you end up in a court with a jury. If you're doing 65 and a 60.
Depends if you fight it or something and you've had 10 different cases.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know.
I
don't know how it works.
Now, I want to just break away from your conversation about
jury
duty.
Do you want to ask me? Because I'm the expert.
He's here. After the Verdict, tomorrow night, 8:45 on Channel 9 and 9 Now. We can't wait for this.
That's
and
so
we're
exciting.
Obsessed with this concept. Oh. And you must have been, when you get approached about so many opportunities, this is a juicy one. Because, can you give us the premise?
Well, the basic premise is that four jurors, after they've delivered the verdict, then start to wonder if they've got it wrong. So they have to start doing a bit of sleuthing themselves. So I thought it was just a great premise.
Yes.
Because, often within the confines of the law, you're stuck with the rules of the game, which doesn't necessarily mean you get to the truth of who done it.
Mm.
So, but it's also about what it's like after the verdict, because it's a pretty full-on experience, and you're thrown in there with a bunch of people you don't know and it's very intense and you can't talk to anyone else about it.
Have you ever done jury duty?
No, never.
Never?
No, never, because it would be a bit weird to see Sharon Strzelecki, I think. I'd find it off-putting. If you need. Oh, Kim. Why, Mrs. D? Not guilty.
What would you, because we talk about this all the time. We love the crime genre.
Right.
So this is right up our alley.
I tell you, when I was, me too. I love those British, Line of Duty. My God,
yes!
Shut up.
Just finished
it's
it.
The best. Oh, no, hang
so
on. He just finished series 6. He forgot to watch 1-5.
No.
Oh, what?
No, because my Jump wife started like watching it and it was on Netflix and she's like, "Hun, watch this. We'll love it." So I watched it, and then I come into Fee and said how good Line of Duty was, and I told her the storyline. She goes, "Oh, they're still talking about that towards the end," and I'm like, "Oh, that's weird because there's 6 seasons." And then it got to the end of the last episode, and I went to watch the next, and it was over. And I'm like, "What? Funny. I forgot the first 5."
Started at the end,
because you've got to see the one with what's her name, the psycho. Oh my God, her name? She's in Oh, God.
We'll
we can do
info.
This.
Charade.
We can do this.
Are we playing charades?
This is totally like charades. She's
we'll
in that
it.
Show set in Greece with the Durrells.
Yes, the Durrells.
Sorry?
No, Wog Boy.
No.
Two.
Yes. Oh, what's her name? She's
back
great.
Back to Mykonos.
You know, she plays the psycho character. She's so good.
Mamma Mia?
No. It's the...
Troy.
I can't believe I can't remember her name.
Dumb and Dumber.
No, I can't. You're just describing yourself there.
Our producers are Googling at the moment. I think they've got something.
Find... Oh, wow.
No, because based she's on that. In, is it Keely Horse? Episodes 2 and 3, and she's... That's series 2 and 3, and she's... So
Keely Hawes?
Keely
Hawes. Bodyguard. Keely the Bodyguard.
Hawes. From The Bodyguard. Yes.
There you go.
She's brilliant.
He's good, isn't he?
She's also in Spooks.
So I haven't seen
Spooks?
That.
No. You like Spooks.
Can we talk about my show?
Yes, please. Yeah. Oh, my after God. The verdict.
Well, we've covered IMDb now.
The thing was, what was so exciting for me was we get into this, we're sitting in this police, you know, a question, the room, that interrogation room. Yeah.
And I'm like, there.
Oh my! Yeah, but you've only done it for real. It's much more fun when you do it for pretend. Yeah. And so there I'm sitting in this interrogation room. I'm going, oh my God, I'm in one of those shows.
Yes.
Except it's also got a bit of humour, which is great.
And you're a butcher. You play a butcher.
I play actually a Polish lesbian butcher.
Yes.
Oh, bang.
Thank you. Thank you. All my life I've been like, when what? It's all been building up to that.
Oh, so,
what crime are they up for? What are you deliberating on?
It's a murder.
Murder.
A woman has fallen to her death. Did she jump? Was she pushed? Mm. Who done it?
Wow.
Yeah. So
they're tricky ones, even in the real news.
Yeah.
Like I feel I end up watching those.
Well, I watched one last night on The Closer. It's a great show on Netflix, and it was exactly the same. Was the husband pushed or did he fall? And I didn't know to the end, and it was a gripping, gripping episode.
Well, that's exactly what ours is like.
Yeah, so I can't wait.
Another TV show.
We watch crime shows all the time.
A lot. Well, I
love
assume
them.
You'll be watching this.
Yeah, we're all over this. And speaking about another show, a little bit of a rumour. A little bit of a rumour. No, this brings you into it. Mm. Now, we've heard that...
neither confirm nor deny
that Kath and Kim is coming back.
No, only Sharon.
Oh,
spin-off series.
Got your own one.
It's like Joey. Oh. You went with the good one. I went with Joey from Friends.
So no Kath and Kim?
There might be a little something coming around the corner, coming down the pike. That'd be fun.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yes, who knew? certainly not me.
No.
Shaz is coming back as a butcher.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, what I wanted to, because when I read about after the verdict, I thought this would be perfect. And since my stint, my 6-month stint on Neighbours, I don't get enough acting gigs.
Put the crowbar away.
But
got into enough things.
How many scripts? Because you are spoiled for choice and you can.
I don't get a lot of drama offers.
Really?
No, I don't actually. It's kind of different in this country. I think like in the UK and the US, they let people move across, but not so much here. A few people have. But, I don't get a lot of drama stuff. So this was really, really great. I get some pretty meaty scenes.
Yes.
Later on in the show.
Because you're a butcher.
That's right. Oh.
Hold on.
I'm back. It was the Dumb and Dumber comment to me. It got me going. I just think of something smart. Where was it filmed? In Sydney?
It was filmed in Sydney.
Through COVID?
Yeah.
Yeah. How was that? Tough.
Look, you know, actually, it was sort of interesting because the film industry was really good with its practices in terms of, like, we got through it. None of the main cast got it, but we were really vigilant with masks and, tests and all that sort of stuff and just really careful.
Yeah.
Because it can really just shut a show down or anything, you know. So it just goes to show that those things do work, you know.
Betcha the murderer would have hoped it got shut down.
The fictional murderer, right. Correct.
Fictional
murderer. Yeah, yes.
And yes, whoever they may be, did.
He nearly got you. He nearly revealed the end.
Uh-huh.
We're very excited about this. After the verdict, don't miss it. Tomorrow night, 8:45, Channel 9, 9 Now. And what else have you got coming up? Anything else that you're working on at the moment?
I'm doing a documentary with the ABC about the state of the nation's health.
Right.
Oh. Yeah, which is really interesting. It's a lot of there's a lot of chronic illness in the Australian population.
Yes.
So I go on a bit of a journey myself to look into my own health, which has also been very interesting.
Yeah.
It's really it's been quite fascinating actually seeing, you know, it's that whole interface kind of between the individual and the system and the way that, you know, I always feel like, you know, you're responsible for your own health, but then there are certain things actually in the world that make it very difficult to be as healthy as you'd like to be. Ooh, so even things like where you live can really affect your health.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Where's a good place to live?
Don't live under power lines. Stuff like that.
Well, you have to watch. Near a freeway. You will have to watch the show.
Yeah, this is a great tease.
It's really, really quite fascinating. Actually, I've loved doing that journey. So yeah, I'm doing a lot of really different stuff at the moment.
Oh, good.
And
remember,
from
murder to Catherine King to documentaries.
Well, we're pumped about this. After the verdict, we'll be watching tomorrow night. Mate, just so good to see
so
you.
So good to see you too.
Let's check your roads now.
I know, we keep saying we'll go for lunch.
I know, well, I want to come to your house because I invited myself last time.
Yeah, you wanted to pop over. We should go there for lunch.
I better tidy it up first. Yeah.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
About 7 o'clock. Yesterday morning, I felt a little chest felt a little bit weird, and I'm a little bit nervous about that stuff at the minute. A couple of months ago, I had a few little palpitations. Went and got my heart checked, had an ECG.
You came into work covered in like cables.
Yeah, I had to have it's called a Holter monitor, 24-hour Holter monitor, hooked up to all this stuff. And so I've just my mum's got a heart issue, but it's not a thing that, what's it called, where it passes on down?
Genetic.
That's the one. But I was a little bit concerned yesterday morning. Heart, just something felt off. And I didn't feel right. And I was sort of rubbing my chest for a break or two. And in one of the songs, Fev said, "Mate, are you all right? Like you've lost a bit of colour in the face."
No, he went pale and he was like holding his heart. And I'm like, bro.
Which is pretty hard. Like, I'm a pasty ranger. Like, for me to go pale, it's like, how?
Mate, you look like James Blake for a bit.
It's our producer.
I'd be so lucky to poor look James. Like James Blake. Yeah. I'm rubbing my chest. I was feeling off. I went outside and told Leon, our producer. I'm like, "Hey, mate, I'm not feeling great. We don't want to call an ambulance or anything. It's not that bad. I just don't feel right." He's got an Apple Watch. I might have to get into this Apple gang. I've got to get rid of the old Huawei.
Do you know when you went out with Leon, V and I were thinking, who else can we get to co-host with us? Yeah. We're going through all the lists of...
I heard you say to Costi, he's still got Fifi, Fev and Byron there kicking around. Bring him back. But I was... A little bit worried. He gave me his Apple Watch. It's got an ECG thing on there. Check the heart. That's all fine. And he said, "Have you eaten?" And I said, "No, I haven't had brekkie yet." Then I realised I hadn't had dinner the night before. And I'd had coffee on an empty stomach. I was like, that can't be it. And everyone, you all told me, just have something to eat.
It doesn't hurt to skip dinner sometimes.
Oh, no, that's what I thought.
Can you not look at his midsection when you say that?
No, I skip dinner sometimes because I'm getting fat.
I saw what you did.
Double up on brekkies, but I...
Triple up on brekkies. I had 3 brekkies the other day.
Skip dinner, though.
Yeah. I didn't have dinner, though.
So I'm in front.
Yeah, 100%. Are you laughing at Boxy? Mate.
Brekkie arrives. I had 2 mouthfuls of this little chicken wrap. Fine. I thought I was having a heart attack. I'm such a disaster. I'd just never been hungry. I've never felt hunger. Mate, how much of a disaster
I am. You could not eat for a week and still not be hungry.
My body didn't understand. It's like, what's going on? Hold on. There's something wrong. Maybe it's a heart attack. Is he having a stroke?
I said,
no,
have a
he
scotch.
Just didn't eat for a bit.
Because you haven't drank for four weeks.
Yeah.
I'm like, have a scotch. Drink something. Your body's missing something.
You offered me a vape.
Yeah. I said, have a vape.
101.9 The Fox.
Yeah, a lot of people woken up this morning to the incredibly sad news that singer, songwriter, actress, entrepreneur, activist, all round amazing Australian Olivia Newton-John has passed away peacefully at her home in California, age 73. Her husband, John Easterling, he released this statement. "Dame Olivia Newton-John passed away peacefully at her ranch in Southern California this morning, surrounded by family and friends. Olivia has been a symbol of triumphs and hope for over 30 years, sharing her journey with breast cancer. Her healing inspiration and pioneering experience with plant medicine continues with the Olivia Newton-John Foundation Fund. In lieu of flowers, the family asks that any donations be made in her memory to the Olivia Newton-John Foundation Fund." So incredibly sad news. Our hearts and our love goes to all her family members, in particular, obviously, her husband, her daughter, Chloe. But she has so many family here in Melbourne, and they'll be having a really difficult time. So our thoughts are with you. And in honour of the wonderful Olivia Newton-John, we'd like to present this.
It is with a heavy heart that we come to air this morning with the news that one of our greatest entertainers, Olivia Newton-John, has passed away.
Olivia has been a symbol of triumphs and hope for over 30 years.
She was a songwriter, an actress, entrepreneur, and an activist too. She won 4 Grammys. Of course, though, best known for her role as Sandy in Grease alongside John Travolta.
Tell me about it, Stan.
Oh, yeah, I think that film, the whole experience of making the film and the whole aftermath, well, for me, it's probably the most important thing I ever did.
40 years on, people still talking about it and wanting to hear about it and see it, and that's been an incredible phenomena, really.
Do you remember your first meeting with Olivia?
Oh.
Bad?
My heart pounded.
I got to dance with Gene Kelly in Xanadu. I got to dance with John Travolta. So two of the top male dancers in the world I've danced with, and I'm not a dancer. So I pulled it off. So tame. I mean, that's what I say on stage. Can you believe that I was banned for this lyric? You know,
everybody had a crush on Olivia Newton-John. I certainly did. And then the thing that you discovered in real life is she exceeded those expectations. She was more beautiful in person than she was on screen or on stage. She was kinder and nicer and extraordinarily talented.
I don't feel I've done anything more than anyone else would have done in my position, and probably could have done more, but doing what I can.
You are the most optimistic, hopeful person I have ever met.
I love you. I honestly love you. I feel I've done just about everything I could possibly dream of. I don't know what my time is, but I need to enjoy my life, so I'm going to eat a cookie if I want it, because the joy of life and everyday living has to be a part of that.
101.9 The Fox.
Look who's here though first.
When you need the play-by-play.
I've heard of the NFL.
Of the biggest sporting moments.
I've heard of the NBA.
There's one person to turn to.
I used to play indoor cricket. I used to play gymnastics and inter-school diving. They're my areas of expertise.
And they are three massive sports.
Sports report.
This will be good.
I used to play indoor cricket. Cricket's kind of my thing. Yeah. More the indoor variety. But I was scared of the balls and they used to bounce off the nets. So it was a bit scary. But anyway, the Commonwealth Games. It's finished, guys. That's wrapped.
Yeah, wrapped up.
And how is this? Australia has won 1,000 Commonwealth Games medals.
No.
No?
What, overall?
No.
Across all the Commonwealth Games?
No, Nick.
What?
She's got it wrong.
What do you mean?
They won their 1,000th gold medal.
Ah.
Yep.
Yeah, the netballers won it.
So hang on.
You didn't let her finish. She was going to say, of the gold variety.
No, she didn't. She said
all medals. You came in a bit early because I was going to say, this is exactly what I was going to say. They've just won their 1,000th gold medal.
That's not what you said.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was rushing through it.
Yeah. It's
if I actually
rush.
Stopped down. So they've won 1,000 gold medals this Games.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's a good effort. Considering they've only got 400 competitors there.
Okay, so over
the whole time of Commonwealth Games history.
And how long is that?
It's 18 goal, 18, it'd be like 30, 40, maybe 40 years.
I feel like that's a bit light.
Yeah, well, Commonwealth, there used to be Olympics and then they change it to the Commonwealth every second year.
Okay. So the Olympics is that's a light on the gold. Wouldn't we want more golds over 40 years? 1,000?
No, but it's only they've only been like 18 Commonwealth Games.
There we go. 98 years. 98 years it's been going.
I'd expect a few more. But anyway, that's well done. 1,000 gold medals. And
that's a lot.
A big story yesterday, though.
How many did we win at this Games?
About 400.
400?
That's a lot of golds, considering we've only won 1,000.
I thought somebody threw around that number earlier. It doesn't say on this piece of paper. That's a shame, James Blake. It's a shame.
It's your news report.
But he handed it to me. Now, I want to talk about the cricket because this was a first in the post-COVID world. You know, think about a year ago, if you even had a sniff of COVID, you were locked away for 14 days and couldn't go near anyone. Yesterday, a COVID-positive cricket player,
Australian,
Talia McGrath, they let her play. They let her play the Indians.
Yeah, that's Glenn's sister.
Is it?
Yeah.
No.
She's a go. Yeah, she's a superstar.
Is I don't it? Want to believe you.
How often has cricket been in the Commonwealth Games?
19 times.
I think it's the first time they've played cricket. But she tested 10 minutes before.
This isn't a Q&A, by the way. You just let me talk.
Okay, you talk. You talk.
No, tell us about Glenn McGrath's sister.
No, you talk. This is your sports report.
She had COVID. They asked the Indians, the Indian cricket team, if they could play. They always, whatever. Yeah.
No, they didn't ask
them.
The Indians didn't want her to play.
They did.
They said they were fine.
Oh, no, they blew up.
Nick, you're butchering your sports report.
Oh, no.
They blew up big time because they only got informed 10 minutes before and they didn't want her to play because she's a gun. They said, no, this is not on.
How embarrassing.
She took a gap. Oh, no, you go.
No, she took what?
I don't know.
So she's on the field. How's this? She took a specky.
Oh, yes.
She's marked the ball.
No, Court, come on.
And as she grabbed it, usually that's when that was the winning catch. You'd think there'd be people around giving her hugs. No one could go near her because she had COVID.
Was it the winning catch?
Yep.
Was it? This has been a disaster from start to finish.
One of my best.
Yeah. No gold medal for this.
Feb threw me with that whole medal thing. I was on.
You threw yourself.
No, but I would have rectified that.
I'm not saying anything now. I'd love to jump in and tell
our loyal
listeners about what actually happened. But no, it's your
go. Please. Is there anything I got wrong?
You didn't get anything right.
Hilariously Melbourne. Phoebe, Feb, and Nick. A lot of home builders talk the talk and make you pay for the walk. Not Fairhaven Homes. Their fair and transparent service is clear from the start. So leave the talking to Phoebe, Feb, and Nick and choose Fairhaven Homes for your next home build. Phoebe, Feb, and Nick.